The Money Show. The Markets.
I'll tell you a little bit about Elon Musk's latest trials and travails. Not too much corporate news on the markets today. There was a deep sense of negativity, however, through the JSE. That was shaken off, it would seem, across European markets. And certainly as the US opened, things were looking a little bit more cheerful on that front this evening. Sibonise Nxumalo, who is the Chief Investment Officer at the Old Mutual Investment Group. Markets today, just explain them, please, in the context of weekend jitters and weekend worries and possibly worries going into this week related to the trouble we've seen develop over the weekend in the Middle East.
Yes, Bruce, good evening to you and good evening to your listeners. Yes, if one is sitting on Friday and on the weekend and watching this, you would have thought, wow, I'm wondering how markets are going to take this news, because this was obviously weekend we saw Iran fire a barrage of various artillery into Israel. And this has never happened before. And so this is a massive step. Now, the trick which in terms of global markets here, Bruce, is that Iran is the seventh largest oil producer. And if we look at the third largest oil producer in the world is Russia. So now you've got Russia, which is at war, and their oil is banned from being used in the world, although, you know, that could be tested up by the market. Iran is now obviously also getting involved in some war. That's number seven. The trick with oil is that nobody has really invested in oil over the last few years, given the ESG concerns and the world transforming to green energy. But the demand hasn't changed materially. So the world is still consuming a lot of oil. And yet now you've got countries that produce all of this oil that are now entangled in wars. And so therefore, there's a threat. That's why if you watch the news, you would have seen the minute those missiles were fired and those drones were fired, the Iranians themselves went straight to the petrol stations to fill up, because that is the fear. And the fear of oil is that actually inflation, which is already proving stickier and obviously putting a nice chokehold on the global economy, is actually going to stay higher. If inflation stays higher, we're all going to be poorer, companies are going to be poorer, markets are going to come down, and interest rates are not going to come down as the market anticipates. So that is where the dangers are, Bruce.
No, exactly right. And it is, I mean, in as much as, you know, we get very caught up in the moment and we fear World War III and we fear that it's all inevitable, investment markets are very quick to discount what they see as worry and then sudden certainty. It remains the big issue, just remains the United States, doesn't it? And higher interest rates for longer. This is the primary thing that is actually driving sentiment on markets, you know, the reality of what's driving things on markets.
Yes, Bruce, it definitely is. It is all about America. America is the biggest market in the world. And if you go back, now we've done the first 3 months of the year, the fourth quarter of the year. If you went back to the beginning of the year, the first quarter was very strong, largely driven by a strong U.S. economy. And the strong U.S. economy and the strong U.S. market was driven by this fact that the markets were looking forward and saying, hey, in 2024, inflation is going to cool down to the 2% level that the Fed's targeting, and also interest rates are then going to come down. We're going to have several cuts, especially heading to the U.S. election. But here we are, Bruce. Last year, the U.S. printed 3.5% inflation numbers. So inflation is not coming down anywhere close to the Fed level, which is now threatening the fact that there'll be interest rate cuts. And the markets are asking themselves, ooh, have we been too enthusiastic here? And I think the answer is yes, Bruce. Because as we're starting to get data from companies, I mean, you mentioned something about Elon Musk opening. So Tesla is cutting 10% of its workforce globally. Okay, Tesla is one of the strong companies, a strong performer.
Yeah.
You've got Apple, they had the lowest sales since COVID. So they had 10% down in their sales because of their issues in terms of China and facing competition in China. So all of a sudden, you've got the strongest companies in the U.S., which form part of what's called the Magnificent Seven, the seven companies that have basically tech-related, that have carried the market. All of a sudden, Bruce, those fundamentals are not showing as bright. Interest rates are still as high. And the markets, Bruce, I think we should be worried here. I think we should be worried.
Well, I mean, you sent me a graph earlier today saying, look at this. And the gap in valuations, I don't want to get this absolutely right in terms of description, but the gap between the valuations of emerging market equities, so markets like South Africa, probably China, India and others, versus the United States, the relative prices at its lowest level ever between emerging markets as a broad block and the United States, where we're seeing massive valuations, particularly on those Magnificent Seven. And in emerging markets, nobody wants to go near them, including our own. And we see these stupidly low valuations on some of our companies, and it's really hard to fathom. But I think what you're saying explains it, and that is the herd mentality goes, the US is the only safe place on earth. And that's why we see this massive valuation of the dollar, massive valuation coming through in terms of shares on that market.
Exactly, Bruce. I mean, this particular chart that I showed you showing emerging market equities versus the U.S. is that the gap is 50 years, it hasn't been this low. So U.S. markets have very high expectations, are priced very high. And emerging markets, which is China, Russia, South Africa, India, Brazil, those are very low. And so, and the expectations therein are also very low. And so as an investor, investing when expectations are high has proven very unprofitable. But investing when expectations are low, Bruce, that tends to give you great returns. So it's time to invest in emerging markets.
That's a big call. Sibonise Nxumalo this evening, Chief Investment Officer at the Old Mutual Investment.